I'd like to look to the Word of God for a time of worship, for a time of understanding, for a time of being able to take just a few moments to share what I felt the Lord laid on our heart that He'd have us to share this morning. It's been my observation that many times that the people of God do not realize how special they are to God. It's been my observation that many times that the world itself looks upon people of faith, people that are believers, looks upon them as being weak. They'll often use a term that use the word or God as a crutch. Many times this is just a put down for them not to want to serve the Lord. Well, this is not what the Bible says about each one of us. If I could get you to go with me this morning to 1 Peter, the second chapter. 1 Peter, the second chapter. The 7th, and I'll be reading the 7th through the 10th verse. And then we're going to revisit that and talk about that and how that applies to each one of us this morning. Beginning with the 7th verse, it says, "Therefore to you who believe, He is precious. But to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builder rejected has become the chief cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble being disobedient to the word which they also were appointed. But you are a chosen generation,
yes,
a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of God who calls you out of darkness into His marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." I want you to go back to the very first words in that scripture. And it says, "Therefore to you who believe." Therefore to you who believe. That includes, if you're a believer today, this scripture applies to you. The reason I bring that point out to emphasize that is because so much of the time I think the people look at the scripture and they think they're talking about just the Jewish believers. Well, perhaps you know or don't know, but you and I have been grafted into the family of Abraham and through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So I think it's important, first of all, to know that you can put your name on this scripture. And that is, therefore, to those of you who believe. First of all, you are a chosen generation. You're very special to God. He has chosen you to live a life with Him and in Him. And then when we get through with this life, we're going to go to heaven and continue worshiping the Lord forever. Then he says, you are a royal priesthood. Now, the reason that he says that is because in the Old Testament, there were only select people that were a part of the Levitical priesthood. They were the people that made the sacrifices. They went into the holies of holies once a year for the remissions of sins, and they did all these things. But now what Peter is telling us here is that you, all those who believe, you are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. As we come together, we are a holy group of people. You are His own special people. You are special to the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is the reason when I started the message this morning. I started with the idea of each one of you asking you the question, do you know how special you are to God? Do you know how much God loves you? Do you know that He loves you so much that He gave His only begotten Son for you and for me? You are a special people. You are loved. You are accepted in the Beloved. And God wants you to be blessed, and He wants you to know this morning how so very much He loves you and how special that you are to Him. You are His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness and into His marvelous light, who once were not a people, but now you are the people of God. You're sons and daughters of God. We are brothers and sisters in the family of God. And this morning, we have everything in the world to rejoice and to worship Him for. And you say amen this morning.
Amen.
You are a very special people. You are not second-class citizens. You are not people that just have to have a crutch to get by. You are people of power, of love, and a sound mind because of the Christ that lives in each one of you. If you are a believer this morning, you have everything to rejoice for. If you're a believer this morning, that's the reason we can be so free in the Lord. That's the reason we can worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And we can worship the Lord this morning with all the freedom that God has given us. You know why? Because we are God's people and we're special to the Lord and we can rejoice in it. Can you say amen this morning?
Amen.
Under the new covenant, you are the temple of God. And together, when we come together as a body of believers, the church replaces the Old Testament temple, the tabernacle and the temple, because you are the body of Christ. And as the body of the Christ, you are the church. And God loves you. You're special. You don't have to go through anything or anybody else to be able to come into the throne room of God and bring the petitions of your heart, bring the desires of your heart, bring the hurts of your heart. You can go directly there. You know why? Because you are a special people. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, I'm not going to go any further with that. I just felt encouraged this morning to be able to bring you the word to tell you how very special you are to God and to us. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You know, this has been a great service today. Been a great opportunity to worship the Lord. Been a great opportunity to rejoice in the freedom of the Lord and fellowship with one another. And of course, this is something that we're going to do, and we're going to continue. We will be having dinner a little bit later, and we'll be talking about that. But right now, have you enjoyed having Alvin with us today? Has it been good? Would you like to invite him to come back?
Amen.
I would too. We will. But you know what? The Bible says love in word, but also in deed. Is that what Scripture said? Love in deed. So at this time, I'm going to take an opportunity to be able to receive an offering, to be able to be a blessing to our guest here today. I'm going to ask the ushers to prepare to come forward. And as they're coming, we want to bless him. I can't tell you when I can remember of ever enjoying a time of praise and worship more than I enjoyed this morning. And yes, it's the Holy Spirit. And we have an individual that has been willing to come, to be a part. As I said earlier, he's pastor of a church in Owosso. And he took his time away from his church to come here to be a blessing to us. And it's been so right. It's been so good. It's been absolutely marvelous. But yes, we do need to be a blessing to him. And I'm going to ask you, as we prepare to receive, come right on, gentlemen. I started to say gentlemen and ladies, but I don't see any ladies, so we'll just take the gentlemen this morning. Well, Harold too. Well, isn't it wonderful to be in the house of God and to enjoy the blessings of God? Amen. Yeah, yes, yes. It's absolutely marvelous. I'm going to ask God to bless this time. I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you, and you respond to what God would have you to do. Now, Father, we thank you this morning for having had this opportunity to be able to worship you in spirit and in truth. And Father, we're so thankful that Alvin responded to our invitation to come and be with us today. We're so thankful for all of the people of the choir, those that sing specials, the time that they spent. Father, I thank you for them. I thank you for the musicians that have played and been a part of this. Now, God, I pray at this time that as we give, that we'll give liberally. Give into the kingdom of God. Give so we can be a blessing. I ask you to speak to each person. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This has been a production of Cornerstone Church in Grove, Oklahoma. For more information about Cornerstone, you can call 918-786-6164 or send an email to info@cornerstonechurchofgrove.com. Thanks for listening.